All right, one of the big events in golf, the British Open, held over the weekend at Royal Troon. We'll talk about another win for Xander Schauffele, another major for him this year, coming up at 8:55. Some good performances by big names and some not good performances by big names, including a rough weekend for Tiger Woods, who missed the cut. On Thursday and Friday, he was not good at all. He shot 79-77. And we have a phone number for Tiger. We thought we'd give him a call right now to see how he's feeling after missing the cut at the British Open. He'll almost always pick up the phone if he knows it's us.
Hello.
Tiger?
Hi, Mason.
Hey. How's it going?
Hi. How are y'all doing this morning? Probably better than me.
Yeah, you had a rough time at the British Open, didn't you?
Tough weekend for me. Yeah, I know. I just been depressed all weekend because I didn't do so well at the British Open. Can't believe I sucked at that stupid limey Open.
Well, and because of that, some are wondering if you're going to show up at majors next year.
George, come on, man. I haven't showed up at a major since I won the Masters, really.
Well, yeah, and I have heard that you say you're going to keep trying, right? You're not going to give up.
I pretty much gave up a few years ago, too.
Gave up?
Yeah, look at me. I don't know. I can't play golf anymore, and that's kind of bad for a golfer.
Yeah, it is.
I've eaten 3 bowls of ice cream and 2 bowls of Ambien already this morning.
Oh no.
Sorry for me.
That Ambien.
Sorry for me. Yeah, what did I shot like what? 14 over in 2 days?
Yeah.
Missed the cut.
Yeah.
Speaking of missing the cut, I miss Erica Herman. But that's if you add one letter to cut.
Okay, right. Tiger.
I mean, she was tough to get along with, but she let me touch her boobies.
Okay.
She let me touch her boobies.
Well, that
another time she let me put her hair in a ponytail. It was so sexy. Okay. We touched butts. Yeah, go ahead, George.
Touch butts.
No, I was going to say that Royal Troon, it's tough, and the weather conditions, they were tough.
No kidding. Did you guys know that they had, like, hidden bunkers in the fairway at that place?
Yeah.
You should have known that, too.
That's so unfair. Hidden bunkers should be reserved for 1945 Germany, not Croon, Scotland. Good Lord, I think I hit it safely in the middle of the fairway, and all of a sudden I'm digging a ball out of a frickin' oceanside. It's unbelievable.
That's just part of Lynx golf.
Yeah, I know. That Lynx golf, they need to do away with that.
That's
been around for centuries.
It's kind of how the game started.
Yeah, I don't know why they started doing this Lynx golf all of a sudden.
No, they've been doing it for a while.
So Xander Schauffele, okay, finally wins two. Oh, big deal.
Two in the same year.
So what? I won 2 majors before I even started playing golf, practically. You know who I really wish had been there in Scotland to see me lose?
Who would that be?
The Limey Open. Bernard. Now on a live comp post that before he was living in the great underground wet bar, and this guy once got so horned up for butt stuff that he published a crudely illustrated ad on a Facebook marketplace baiting the Germans into starting a war in Vietnam and Korea against the Chinese so that he could sign up for service and then go over to Thailand to meet some nice Japanese girl from Mexico. So he hired a gang of bears and bloodhounds to sniff the world for female ovulation and finally zeroed in on a lonely Katova as she was sitting alone at her desk, go nursing eczema and dreaming of attending a Taylor Swift show with a friend of me that she was trying to reconnect with to prevent reputation destruction as Earl watched from the shadows as with narrowed eyes toying with the front of his pants while charging his stun gun until she spotted him and took off on a rented llama while he chased her on an under supersized mini bike over the Himalayas and through Donner Pass and then through the streets of Paris and across the Gulf of Mexico before she holed up in the Alamo and he attacked at night with General Santa Ana Claus and he captured her with her enthusiastic consent and bent her over the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum's display of the Lee Harvey Oswald car and he shuffled his hips back and forth until he got devil eyes and injected a little Isle of Colorado into her gaping self-cleaning mommy cave until 9 months later she squatted in the pottery aisle over Joanne Fabrics and fired out a malformed fetus wiggling in a puddle of amniotic pond water that later grew up to be an Elon cheater and a 15-time major winning Genesis totaling Eric Herman Ronger.
Why was his scooter undersized?
Santa Claus.
He's tired. All right.
Play better, Tiger, next time.
All right,
we'll see you. There he goes. There's Tiger.
Bye.
Bye.